Locations in Champaign, OSF Ergo is redefining the urgent care experience. Specially designed for busy individuals and families, you get the exact care and service you need without sacrificing time or quality. At OSF Ergo, we can treat your mild illness or injury and have you out the door quickly at an affordable cost. OSF Ergo accepts a number of insurance plans, including Health Alliance, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and Humana. Visit osfergo.org to see and learn more.
For details, ends 1229.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
They're recounting the votes across Florida. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and Governor Rick Scott still claims victory that he unseated Democratic Senator Bill Nelson.
He's just a pure sore loser trying to steal an election.
Scott and Republicans have filed suit claiming gross incompetence in Broward County, where Fox's Griff Jenkins is at an elections office.
Much of what Governor Scott's lawsuit focuses on is against Dr. Brenda Snipes, the supervisor here, accusing her of failing to account for the number of ballots left to be counted. And that's what they're trying to do here right now.
And Democrats have said there's no fraud and Scott's misusing his power as governor, cutting at the very core of our democracy, they say. There's also a recount in the close governor's race. There's a Thursday deadline to finish. President Trump's back from a trip to France, just tweeting that much was accomplished, meeting with world leaders, but it's never easy, he wrote, bringing up the fact the U.S. must be treated fairly, which it hasn't, on military and trade. He was there honoring Americans marking the end of World War I.
Great, great warriors they are, who gave everything for family, country, God, and freedom.
Fox's Simon Owen was there, now joins us live.
Dave, the president was seated just a few feet away when French President Emmanuel Macron used a commemoration ceremony to attack rising nationalism. His words are spoken by a translator.
Nationalism is a betrayal of patriotism by saying, aren't us first, who cares about the others?
President Trump later paid tribute to America's war dead at an American cemetery in the Paris suburbs, but he was criticized after a trip to another cemetery was canceled for rain. Dave?
Seven wildfires keep scorching California. 31 people have died, most in Butte County, more than 200 others unaccounted for.
It's extremely heartbreaking, I think, for everybody, especially the people suffering from not knowing.
And the fire there destroyed the town of Paradise, torching 6,700 homes and buildings. This is Fox News.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high-commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Democrats, who will take back control of the House next year, plan to question Matt Whitaker, the acting attorney general who replaced the ousted Jeff Sessions, and they demand he recuse himself, like Sessions did, from the special counsel's Russia probe, one of several things Democrats want to investigate.
With a majority that takes over in January, House leaders say they plan to balance the influence of the White House. Democratic Representative David Cicilline says there is another job.
We also have a responsibility to do oversight. It's a constitutional obligation. We ought to do it carefully.
Meantime, current House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the GOP is taking a hard look inward.
There are a lot of reasons why some of these races were lost. I think we have to retool part of what the Republicans said we needed to do.
Both men on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Drama in the Middle East. Israeli forces went on the attack in Gaza. Seven Palestinians were killed, but an Israeli army officer also died. The Islamic militant Hamas says that Israeli undercover forces entered the territory late Sunday, and the clashes prompted Israeli airstrikes and a salvo fire. from Gaza and into Gaza both. A food fight in court in Australia.
A disgruntled former strawberry farm supervisor in Australia caused a major recall after allegedly putting needles in berries. The recall's devastating the Australian industry. The crisis escalated to six states down under and neighboring New Zealand. Australia's multi-million dollar strawberry industry suffering major financial losses, with fruit recalled from supermarket shelves and destroyed. 230 incidents were reported affecting 68 brands of strawberries. Some of those reports believed to be hoaxes. Fortunately, no injuries were reported.
That's Fox's Ann Carrick on Wall Street. Could be selling at the opening bell. Futures for stocks are lower. Trading begins in about 90 minutes. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Hey, good Monday morning. ESPN 93.5. News now brought to you by ABC Heating and Air. It's as easy as ABC to always be comfortable. Depend on their skilled, licensed, and experienced technicians at ABC Heating and Air Conditioning to help you with your residential and commercial needs. ABCHeatingAndAC.com or 352-5400.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign County's new sheriff is confirmed. He has chosen a second-in-command. The News Gazette says Dennis Huerman has chosen 43-year-old Shannon Barrett, an Urbana police officer, to be his number two. The U.S. Postal Service has announced 2018 shipping guidelines. December 4th is the deadline for all Army Post Office, Fleet Post Office, Diplomatic Post Office locations, zip code 093 only for priority and first-class mail. December 11th is the deadline for all other zip codes for Army Post Office, Fleet Post Office, Diplomatic Post Office locations, priority and first-class mail. December 20th is the deadline for first-class mail, including greeting cards. It is also the deadline for priority mail and first-class packages up to 15.99 ounces. December 22nd is the deadline for priority mail express. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
Well, fall is officially here in Central Illinois, and ABC Heating and Air knows that soon Old Man Winter will be knocking on your doors. Ensure your furnace is running at its best when you schedule a fall tune-up at ABC Heating and Air. Don't trust me? Read their reviews. Like ABC has come to my rescue more than once this week. We've always gotten great prompt service at a great price with ABC. And ABC is always professional and never overpriced on any item. Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 or find them online at ABCHeatingAndAC.com.
Now your weather, brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent, with a week from Thursday being Thanksgiving, get that centerpiece going with the Blossom Basket Florist, Windsor and Duncan. That's Village at the Crossing in Champaign. Also in Cunningham and Urbana, call 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. We've got a chance for showers or snow showers today with our high 37 and 20 our low into the evening tonight. Otherwise, some cloudy conditions. More sunshine tomorrow with a high 30, low 17. The average this time of year, 53 for our high, 34 for our low. So definitely below average, especially Tuesday night with a low 17. 37 the high with sunshine on Wednesday, down to around 23, but at least clear conditions. Overcast and 36 now on ESPN 93.5.
All right, here we go into Monday. Good. Hope you had a nice weekend. Veterans Day yesterday, lots of activities. I know Diane was very involved.
Yes, I learned a lot about our local soldiers, and thank you so much for your service.
Yep. Okay, good to have you on. It's Monday morning. There's a lot to cover here this morning. We're going to get on with Dr. Alan Sachs. He joins me Mondays at this time, kind of kick off the show. Biden Illini football gave up 54 points in Nebraska. Not so good defensively. We did get 35. We've won four football games. We're going to be underdogs the last two. Look at Northwestern already in the Big Ten Championship with, by virtue of winning in Iowa City over the weekend. And there's just some scores you can't explain. We'll touch on that as we go along as well. First, Professor Alan Sachs is political science professor, University of Texas in Arlington. And Alan, I must say, you were spot on, sir, with this election. You said the House was going to go blue, and you said the Democrat, the senator would go maybe two more Republican, and I believe you're going to be right on it.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't think I'm going to vote anymore. I'm serious. I'm not going to vote anymore. It's not so much about voting. It's who these candidates are. I'm reading today this Ocasio-Cortez, yeah, you know, who won in New York City. She's not even old enough to run for president, but all of a sudden she's saying she's flirting with the idea, you know. while making, I'm reading on the Drudge Report, she was dancing on Instagram and making macaroni and cheese. But she wants to run for the presidency. I mean, who are these people?
Well, you know, it's a different bent. There is no doubt. Will the country go socialist? I mean, that's a serious inquiry at this time.
It's going that way very dramatically.
Yep.
And also, all the winners that of last week in the midterm elections, especially on the Republican side, they're losing now. All of a sudden, they found some more votes. You know, and that's true in Arizona. And not so much in Florida, we'll have to see. But in Arizona, McSally, a combat pilot, a female combat pilot, she won that night. At least I went to sleep thinking she had won. And everybody called it in that way. And all of a sudden, we find out that her opponent, a woman by the name of Sinema, is way out ahead. You know, and in Florida, they're finding more ballots all the time on the Democratic side.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. At the end of the night, Rick Scott wins by 60,000. Pretty close race,
right,
obviously. But we know several things that are absolute. They found 93,000 more votes in Broward County. They mixed bad ballots with good ballots, so that's tainted in some way that they can't undo. And they're missing deadline after deadline. Is it cheating or is it pure incompetence, and does it matter?
Probably. I'm afraid to say. It reminds me of what happened in, I believe it was Minnesota, with Al Franken, when he ran against an incumbent Republican by the name of Norm Coleman. And he wanted a recount. Norm Coleman won. He wanted a recount. But they found some more ballots. And I think they found them in the back of a trunk. I'm not exaggerating.
No, that's exactly right. They found them in a car trunk, and they flipped it, but it was only 900 votes. This was 60,000. There's no way. Now it's down to 13,000, the difference.
Yeah.
And they're just saying, you must count all the votes. Well, listen, you guys, you can't just show up past the deadline. It's illegal. You know, in some cases, Alan, what's happened in this country is if it's illegal and you don't want to do it, it doesn't matter. You just don't do it.
Exactly right. It is. That's what I mean. Why vote? Why vote in regard to what's going on? I'm serious. I don't think it makes any difference if people vote or not. We have this big deal. I think in many ways it's a charade to get people to believe it really matters as a conspiracy theory. But I'm holding to it, at least this morning.
You know, the editorial in the Wall Street Journal, actually a guest column, I guess, Wall Street Journal this morning, Mark Penn. I think it was Mark Stein.
He's a former Democratic pollster.
Yeah.
But he's good.
And he says he's former Clinton operative. He said Hillary's running and she'll win.
I believe she is going to run. I've always been saying that. Really, for the past months, I'm saying she's going to run. She can't give it up. And I think she's going to run. I agree with him completely.
Well, if there's 20 people, she'll definitely get 20+%, and she'll be the front runner out of the gate.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I thought they retired.
And I predict we're going to find some extra ballots somewhere.
Oh, boy. I tell you what, it's not hard to be cynical. There is no doubt about it. But
I'm the most cynical little old man in the world right now.
Well, it is a bit discouraging if you're on the wrong side of this. And by the way, in Illinois, we had a blue tsunami. It was unbelievable in our very own county. Democrats, for the first time, swept everything by a lot. I mean, all the students at the University of Illinois voted blue. And I'm telling you, it's in Illinois, it was a tsunami.
Aren't they wonderful, the college students?
Well, you know.
Aren't they wonderful?
You know.
They are our future. You know?
Well, they were given food and laminated cards as to who to vote for when they were in line. So
they really were?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I didn't think you could feed people. I didn't think you could say, come and vote, food and drinks. I didn't think you could do that, but apparently it's fine. Alan Sachs, we got to keep
the
fight.
Why vote?
No, we must keep the fight, sir. I appreciate
it. I don't know. I'm giving up, I think.
Don't give up. Hey, we'll call you.
And also, I know there's not much time. There's even a racial element to it, you know, but that's another story.
No, I know. Hey, we'll call you next Monday.
Thank you so much,
Dr. Alan Sachs. He's a professor of political science at the University of Texas in Arlington, right in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. He's always fun to chat with. And what do you think? You can text
in. Yeah, so many people want to throw in the towel these days.
Well, that's something I know, as discouraging as it might be. You know, obviously Democrats are pretty fired up, certainly around here, and they have right to be. I mean, the question is, you know, is this the new paradigm. Is this how it goes in Champaign County now? Is it blue forever? If you're able to organize and get kids to the ballots that don't know who's on the ballot but votes for D versus R, I would think you could win every election from now on. I mean, you have the numbers. If you go to the dorms and knock on all the doors like they did, pretty darn good organization. And why they would go and stand in line and vote for folks they don't know, good for them.
Right.
That's how it works. You can do that.
You can.
But, wow. What do you think? 359-2255, you'd like to text in. Love to hear what you're thinking. 359-2255, after a very long week last week of elections.
There was a texter asking what college Alan Sachs is at.
University of Texas at Arlington. He said he's given up. That's bad. No, bad Alan. Bad. You can't give up.
I know.
What Winston Churchill say? Never give up. Never give up. Never give up. Never give up. I think that was actually a college speech at graduation.
Okay.
Pretty much what he said.
All right.
Can't give up. Here we go. ESPN 93.5 quarter after 7. Lots to talk about in sports. The best team on campus is volleyball. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, everybody's talking about that game.
Was that the first time that we beat Penn State?
Since 2014.
Okay. I knew it had been a while.
Yeah.
But what a crowded huff.
4,000 plus.
We were down 2 games to 1.
I know.
26-24, and then the fifth game, 16-14. Unbelievable.
Wow.
What a match, and congratulations, Fighting Illini Volleyball.
And you mentioned the defense, a factor against Nebraska. 54-35 was the final with the Illini loss. So is that about it for your commentary?
Usually you're down on the Illini today, but better on Friday. I've got it for you in just a moment. Stand by.
Okay. Well, we've got a game against Iowa coming up, and that's senior night, I guess, at 2:30 start, yep. I'm hearing. So, yep. That's our last home game.
We're going to wake up at 19 on Saturday morning. High of 35.
Okay.
There's that.
That could be a factor for our fair weather
fans. I know one thing. Miss Illinois will be introduced during the game, so I'm going.
Okay, that's good.
Our family going for sure, cheering for Miss Illinois.
Very good.
Grace Ketcheter.
NFL action. The Bears win.
Bears are good.
34-22 over Detroit. Mitchell Trubisky threw for 355 yards. Green Bay over the Miami Dolphins, 31-12. Colts over the Jaguars, 29-26. Giants in San Francisco tonight. Well, I forgot to poke around on New Orleans Saints.
Well, they're the number one team in football.
Oh, well, there you go.
They just rolled again, 51-14.
All right.
Saints are playing.
Are they going to be at the Super Bowl?
The Saints are going to be one of the teams favored to be at the Super Bowl, and the power rankings are going to be number one.
Wow.
So you got Kansas City, very, very good, and the Saints and the Rams are really good. The Bears, I think, are a very, very good team. But certainly the Saints, 8 in a row and rolling.
Okay, and we've got a GCMS Falcons fan that says they beat Newman Central Catholic Saturday 27-12.
Yep, GCMS in the semis coming up. They got to travel, I believe, on the road.
Okay.
But it's GCMS, Gibson City, Melvin Assembly, trying to win 2 state titles in a row. And how about the big game coming up at Monticello? It'll be the Sages trying to get to the state title.
All right.
And they'll play in the semis coming up. Argentina Orienta also advanced to the semifinals in football.
Okay, thanks
High school
for that.
Football.
Okay. Let's see, number 13, Syracuse over Louisville, 54-23. That makes the Cardinals 7th loss in a row, yep. Which leads to the firing of Bobby Petrino.
By the way, the next head football coach of Louisville will be the Purdue head coach,
that's
Jeff
what
Brom.
They're saying.
There's no, well, he played quarterback for the Cardinals.
I know.
In the 80s, 90s.
But I mean, that's not a locked-in deal yet.
I think that's their man.
Everybody's pointing at that.
How do you not take
you what? Got next.
How you, they're going to pay him a lot of money to come coach in Louisville. It's pretty big hop, skip, and a jump from where he is now, West Lafayette. So I think Purdue's going to be looking for a new football coach, and they've had a nice 2-year run.
Okay, then. We also have in racing, Kyle Busch getting that checkered flag. In golf, in Mexico, Matt Kuchar, 2-under 69 for the win. And Houston over the Pacers, 115-103.
Matt Kuchar, in a golf tournament nobody really cared about down in Mexico,
mm-hmm.
gave his caddy the week off, hired a local kid.
Oh!
And won.
All right.
So a young.
What do you say about that?
El Tucan. He said, El Tucan brought me some luck today, and the kid won $120,000
nice.
As a caddy.
He's got his college fund ready to go.
Of pesos. No, I think he's a little older than that.
Oh, gotcha.
But he's a local.
Well, you called him a kid, Stevie.
He looked like a kid. Local looper helped Matt Kuchar win. Kind
Minnesota
of.
Over the St. Louis Blues, 3-2.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Slight chance of precipitation. precipitation coming into the day. Greater chance a little later. 50% shot at precipitation. That could be some light rain or snow showers. We've got a high of 37 expected, 20 our low tonight. Up to 30 with sunshine tomorrow. Clear and a low 17 Tuesday night. Clear and a high 37, low 23 on Wednesday. By Friday, mostly sunny and a high 42 at least. Right now, overcast and 36. ESPN 93.5.
A few thoughts on the weekend sports. Stand by. Let's check Fox Business Minute. Brought to you this morning by Eric Boland, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. It's Monday, November 12th. ESPN 93.5.
Got some interesting texts at 359-2255.
Stand by. We'll get to all that as well. It's 720.
From the Fox Business Network, liquor company Diageo is selling 19 brands and will focus on its premium labels. MarketWatch says the company will sell Seagram's VO, Meyer's Rum, Pop-Up Vodka, and others. Canada's Aurora Cannabis stock is rallying before the market open. It reported earnings that topped $100 million. The company says the legalization of adult use in Canada has been very successful for the company. Stocks declined on Friday, partly because of weak economic information from China. However, over the weekend, China's answer to Amazon, Alibaba Group, reported record sales for its annual Singles Day sale. Singles Day started as a celebration for single people. Now it's a major shopping day. The Dow dropped 201 Friday. NASDAQ was down 123. S&P slipped 25. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Let me call Bill Brady. Senator Brady will do that in a few moments. Okay, a few thoughts over the weekend. Illinois loses 54-35. I'm happy for the season because we got to four wins versus two. It is very disturbing for any fan to think that this is certainly one of the worst defenses we've had in 100 years at Illinois. I mean, wow. I mean, it's just can't get over that. It's a shame. I don't get it because I know Lovey is a defensive guy. He won a Super Bowl with the Rams as a defensive coordinator, so I'm confused by that. And we were so hopeful after Minnesota, but
right.
All in all, can anybody explain football? I mean, Minnesota comes in here a 17-point favorite. We beat them by like 25-30, right?
Yeah.
We roll them. Purdue comes in here, beats us by 40. We're not even sure why we're on the field with Purdue. Then Purdue plays Minnesota, who we beat by 25, and Minnesota beats them by 30. How does that work? How does Minnesota beat Purdue by 30 when we just beat them by 30 and then Purdue beats us by 40? I don't get it. So Iowa comes in here, 15-point favorites. I think we can compete at home. I have no idea. I thought maybe the new change in defense, and we saw Minnesota very hopeful, pretty darn good defense we played against Minnesota. And then we looked like Maryland against Nebraska. Nebraska's a really good offense. I get that. But the way some of these guys are so wide open, I don't get it. But we got 35 points. That's a positive. Uh-huh. A.J. Bush was amazing. Uh-huh. Reggie Corbin got hurt, unsure of his status.
Okay.
He got hurt in the second quarter.
He was a real factor against the Golden Gophers.
Well, he's terrific. Ravon came in and did well. So did Dre Brown. But we'll see. Again, we got to four. That was my goal. 4 and 8 is what we're going to be favored. Now, Northwestern, last game of the year, Evanston, they're already going to the Big Ten title game. Maybe they'll not dress or something. Maybe we'll have a shot up there. Who knows? Anyway, I needed to get to 4. I got my 4. Okay, before we call Senator Brady, and please text in 359-2255, it is disconcerting how much we give up on defense. I mean, to the point of I've never seen it in my lifetime. I don't remember ever seeing it because we're just getting rolled on defense.
Okay.
Okay, but I got my 4.
Okay.
And who knows? We might beat Iowa. Who knows? So by Friday, believe me, I'll have us meeting Iowa.
Well, there's text in GCMS fans, and they're talking about Eastland, Pearl City, and Lanark is where we play Saturday at 2.
I would have guessed Lanark would have been south. I was way wrong. It's northwest, not far from Galena. Lanark's a pretty good truck. Probably 2.5-hour drive up.
Well, Galena's the northernmost point
of
there.
Illinois. I'm looking at Lanark. I can get to Dubuque really quick, too. So. I mean, it's to the west of Rockford. So good luck, Gibson City, Melvin Sibley.
That's right.
As we mentioned, Monticello and 3A will host. They'll host number 2, Carlinville, who's always good. And then 1A, Camp Point Central, go to Argenta Orient over near Decatur. So those are your area teams still involved in high school football at this point. We got basketball tomorrow night. Georgetown will be in town.
Yes.
I do have tickets to give away.
Excellent.
Stand by for that opportunity.
Okay, taking a turn text-wise, I work with someone who organized the U of I students voting all Democrat. It's a disgrace that makes a mockery of our voting process, but they think they've just saved the world.
Listen, I get it, and it is frustrating because when you're knocking on doors, normally you have to go to house. When you go to a dorm and knock door, it's really efficient because you're on a floor and you knock on all the doors, and most of the kids are probably going to be Democratic because of where you are in life, idealistic and all these things. As you grow older, you say, wait a minute, that isn't what they said. You know, that kind of stuff happens when you age a little bit. But what they did, what I can tell, was all legal. I mean, you're mad they came out and they voted all D and they handed them a laminated card telling them how to vote. There weren't any Republicans. I get it.
And all the top, you know, circle to fill in, that makes it easy.
Well, top of the ballot because they lost a coin flip or something in this county where every Democrat was at the top.
But every category on the top, Democrat.
Everything was D at the top, but apparently that's a coin flip. Okay. I did not know that. Anyway, they beat the Republicans badly. Now, the Republicans can say, you know, whatever they want to say, but the fact of the matter is you got beat. What are you going to do about it? Organize, do a better job? You're not, if they can get the students to vote, you're looking uphill here. They went out and they voted. They got fired up. They fed them. They stood in line for an hour and a half, and they voted. I don't know how you can fault it. You can say pretty dang good. Upsetting. They had no clue who Alan Jones was. I know that. And is it the best interest? They live here. They're resident. It's legal. That's the point.
Yeah.
359-2255. Senator Bill Brady next. ESPN 93.5. It is 7:30.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster.
This is not the new normal. This is the new abnormal.
California Governor Jerry Brown there talking about the wildfires burning in his state. He's asking President Trump for federal disaster aid. 31 people have died, 29 in Northern California, with more than 200 people there unaccounted for. Democrats and some Republicans are pushing legislation to protect the special counsel Russia investigation if Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker doesn't step down from overseeing it. He's been critical of that investigation publicly.
GOP Senator Lindsey Graham on CBS Face the Nation says Whitaker shouldn't have to recuse himself.
There'll be no political influence put on Mr. Mueller.
But Democratic Representative Adam Schiff is questioning on NBC's Meet the Press if Whitaker should have the job.
There are serious constitutional arguments.
Whitaker was previously Jeff Sessions' chief of staff at the Department of Justice.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. This is Fox News.
The kids know, we're going to get that text, I want to give it a little more time, but what was the last line there? Was the kid,
that was you and Diane.
The kids know
more about the ballot or something like that.
Than us?
I guess so.
Was that a swipe?
I think so.
Okay, fine. So let's check news.
Yeah.
Text in, come on. If you don't agree, that's fine. 359-2255. Like students know more about the ballot than you do. Okay, that's fine. For expert window replacement repair for windshields and windows, I'm supposed to go, I know you are, but what am I?
And sorry, I even acknowledge that.
For expert window replacement repair for windshields and windows in your car, truck, or van, American Eagle Auto Glass does the job right the first time. Go visit Wade Adams at 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A second solar farm is planned for the University of Illinois. The News Gazette says the university is planning the farm just north of Curtis, west of First Street, and it would help the campus meet clean energy targets in its Illinois Climate Action Plan, known as ICAP. It would be about triple the size of the current 21-acre installation a mile north along Windsor Road. The current solar farm generates about 7,000 megawatts per year. The goal with the new one is to generate 25,000 megawatts of energy per year. Counseling will be provided to students and staff in the Mahomet School District this week after a fifth grader at Lincoln Trail Elementary School died over the weekend. WCIA says Joel Roberts' death was caused by an unexpected medical emergency. Students said he apparently collapsed and was unresponsive at a flag football game at Barber Park. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
There's a lot of glass on your car, and sometimes stuff happens. You might need a new window on the driver's side, or your windshield has been cracked and is getting worse, or maybe you're driving down the road and something hits your windshield, causing it to chip. American Eagle Auto Glass in Champaign and Danville can help. They're local, they're reasonably priced, and they don't treat you like a number. You're their customer. American Eagle Auto Glass is certified by the Auto Glass Safety Council, ensuring they do it the right way and the safe way. Visit them at AmericanEagleAutoGlass.com. ESPN 93.5. Let me get Senator Bill Brady on the line. I want to ask him perhaps some tough questions here because I got a few. CMI Chemical Maintenance, Inc., they can get all your janitorial supply stuff. You want to kick the flu season? Checkmate system, electrostatic sprayer. Go say hey to Betsy and Brad Parks, locally owned and operated, CMIClean.com. CMIClean.com, 359-6262. For CMIClean.com, I want that. Let's check your weather.
I wonder if everybody's seen that movie.
It's a Napoleon Dynamite reference where she has a chance to win this cheesy ship if she'll buy Tupperware. That's and the wife says, I want that.
Exactly.
Very funny.
All right, we have a chance of precipitation. Otherwise, rather overcast today and cooler. High 37, low 20. 30, our high tomorrow with sunshine. Down to 17. Sunny on Wednesday, but cooler again. High 37, low 23. We're currently at 36 on ESPN 93.5.
Ladies and gentlemen, Senator Bill Brady, Republican senator, state senator in Bloomington. How are you, sir?
Good, Stevie. How you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. How do I do this? I really like you. We've been friends a long time. May I unload a little bit?
Say that again?
I like you. We've been friends a long time. May I unload on you just a little bit?
Oh, of course.
I think Bruce Rauner quit. I think he quit. I think he left Erica Harold standing and hanging, and I'm very disappointed at what Governor Rauner did or didn't do in the last couple of months. JB just dumped money after money after money. We were getting money in the county the last few days. I don't know. Mike Madigan's dumping millions. I don't know. And maybe I'm wrong, but that was my perception. I thought Bruce quit.
Well, he certainly was not able to compete in his own mind with JB's $180 million. Under the best of circumstances, it would have been difficult. But he put $50 million into the race, which was a record amount except for J.B. Pritzker's $180 million, not to mention the money Madigan and Quinn and others put into it. And it showed. The green wave clearly showed, as well as the blue wave. And it affected everybody who was on the ballot in Illinois. Champaign County, traditionally a Republican county, took it in very, very badly. A lot of counties around the state took it very badly. It affected everyone from the top of the ticket down to the lowest, the bottom of the ticket, whoever was running at that level. So I want to say thanks to Bruce Rauner, but I will say this. He was outspent, clearly outspent. I think he knew it. And at a time when we really needed someone to put more resources into the race.
As a Republican state senator in this state, Bill, how do you not give up?
Well, you know, I think of my role in state government as a civic duty that I have. And we have to counterbalance what the Democrats may try to do in Springfield. And I believe I've got a great group of men and women in my caucus who can help us counteract that, to be a voice of what I think will be more reason, but also look to the future. Politics is cycles. Illinois has cycled. We've been in Republican control. We've been in Democratic control. It is not easy. We've got to strategize about what we can do to outmaneuver them on the ground game, what we can do to outmaneuver them with candidates, which I think we did, what we can do to deal with people's sentiment about our president, what we can do to deal with the financial needs we're going to have our voices heard. So it's a lot of challenges, but I've always, seems like most of my life, I've been involved in challenging situations, and I'm looking forward to working with my Senate Republican caucus to meet those challenges head on.
Well, good. I'm happy. I'm really happy about what you said, but I mean, it's a discouraging deal. I thought Erica Harold was as good a candidate as the state has ever seen. And she can't even win versus Kwame Raoul because of stuff. Yeah. It's just frustrating.
Well, she was outspent tremendously. You're absolutely right. We've never seen a better candidate. And frankly, I'll say that about almost all of our candidates compared to their opponents, if not all. And the blue wave that particularly hit university campuses, the outspending, what I call the green wave, of Pritzker's just, I mean, $180 million. Think about that.
Mm.
As other people talking about, well, how much will it cost me to run for governor of Illinois? Well, probably $200 million.
Man, that's
great. You may win or may not win. Yeah. You'll have to deal with the challenges of Mike Madigan. I said, heck, you could probably buy Nebraska for $20 million.
Well, but outside of Tom Ricketts, owner of the Cubs, who can compete with that?
Well, and you have to ask, who would?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, true.
Who would compete with that? But we're going to try to find the right candidate. And, you know, things may be a lot different 3 years from now. Our focus is on 2 years from now. Our focus is on tomorrow,
yeah,
or today, to meet the challenges we can in the 2020 elections.
But, you know, Ron, in Senator Champaign County, we're all, I'm wondering aloud if this is the new paradigm. If you're going to get students to vote the way they voted this time, giving them laminated placards as to who to vote for and feeding them with food and drink and all that stuff while they're in line. I mean, who's to say that if that happens, a Republican won't ever win again here in Champaign County if 20,000 students vote?
Well, I'm just saying a Republican will win again and that things will cycle. We will find Republican students to counteract those students. And we're not going to sit by idly and watch this state be taken over and frankly to the detriment of the quality of life, I believe. So we're going to do everything we can. And I will tell you as I sit here today talking to you that Republicans will be reelected and will, I believe, regain control of counties like Champaign.
All right. Love that. We'll see. I mean, but it sure was it wasn't a blue wave around here, Bill. It was a tsunami. I mean, we have a sheriff for the first time, Democratic sheriff, since 1934. A county clerk, Democrat, first time since 1936. That's a long time ago.
It is. It is. The massive amount of money that the Democrats spent, J.B. Pritzker,
he
has to be accounted for in that. We know that the shift in voter sentiment hasn't, on a neutral money playing field, hasn't shifted that much.
So if I can come up with $250 million, can I win the governorship next time? If I have $250 million, which probably is kind of what it's going to take if JB's going to put that much in it, I mean, what does this say about our electorate? I mean, what does it say about how this has evolved?
Well, first of all, Trump didn't have an opponent. That he was run, the campaigns were run against Trump. And it's always easier to run something against somebody without weighing them against an alternative.
Yeah.
I think that'll be different. Secondly, J.B. Pritzker is imperfect as he was portrayed in this election. Will have been tested by the actual challenges of running a state. And, you know, that is, that's going to be challenging for him. Given the fact that the Democrats have spent this state into severe financial difficulty, and how a Democrat can come in and deal with Democrats to reduce the spending and solve that crisis will be very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of dynamics happen between now and then, and I certainly hope a Republican doesn't have to spend that kind of money to win in 2020.
That's crazy. I mean, that is crazy levels. Senator Brady, I appreciate your optimism. It feels good. I'm kind of down myself because of the smackdown. But again, Republicans got to go knock on the doors and get them out there as well. I mean, that's what it's going to take. It's going to take more work and money. I mean, that's pretty much it, work and money, and see what happens next time. But thanks for joining us. Always appreciate our visits.
Good to be with you, Stevie, and keep the faith. And happy Thanksgiving to everyone. I won't be on with you until December. But in spite of some of our challenges, we have got a lot to be grateful and thankful for. And I for one, have a lot with family and friends and other things to be grateful for, and I know a lot of your listeners do.
You bet.
And I thank them for the opportunity to serve them in Springfield.
Thank you, Senator. Always a pleasure.
Good to be with you.
That's Senator Bill Brady in Bloomington this morning. Okay.
Okay.
743, you can text in 359-2255. Gary said what?
Okay, let me get to that. I've been juggling here. Okay, so...
Talk to an international student, I think.
Yes.
About Venezuela. Venezuela is a failed socialist society.
And he said American students are going down the same uninformed road as they did in her country. What they are doing in Florida, Arizona, Georgia proves liberal America is willing to do anything, including breaking the law, to further their agenda. It's scary times in our country.
I think that's all right. I really do. I think it's correct. And I think that if there is some dishonesty, you justify it by saying we have to do whatever it takes to save our country. So if we have to fudge a little bit, it's okay because we've got to save our country. I think that's how that works.
Brian's comments to Senator Bill's comments. We're going to next time. Why didn't you this time?
I don't know about ever getting the state back. I don't know. It's going to take a double down by the Republicans to get great candidates, raise a lot of money. Tom Ricketts is active politically. I think his brother is a governor of Nebraska. Tom Ricketts is a billionaire. He's got money. If he wants to lay that out and go against J.B. here, because J.B. Pritzker is a powerful man. He's got the Hyatt thing going on. He's got billions and billions of dollars. And he just, you know, we're all pretty cynical north of I-80 of how business works up there.
Tim's comments in reaction to our student conversation. Too bad they don't know more about extreme taxation.
It's just how you embrace socialism. I'm sorry. You're just not informed. You haven't read about how that works.
They just want more even distribution of pay.
But when you apply that to your own self, you don't get, when you don't have anything, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Really understand it. When you actually earn stuff, you start wondering why you're doing it, because the guy, the schmo on the couch next door, gets your money because he doesn't have to do anything because he's got issues. I mean, there's just a fairness here. We've always rolled up our sleeves in this country, and we will lose this if we don't continue to have that attitude. If it's all about, you owe me because 300 years ago my ancestors were abused. I didn't abuse them. I didn't do that.
Right.
But how far back do we want to go on how this country has treated the American Indian?
Right.
African Americans?
That's right.
What do you want to do? I'm sorry. I wasn't there, and I disagree fundamentally, obviously, with the racism, the prejudice. But all I hear, and it's more and more, is how black somebody is. I don't care.
Right.
What about me? I'm a white man. Oh, you must be racist. That's terrible. What kind of assumption is that to carry?
I don't know.
It's so wrong.
It is. Katie chimed in. How can Republicans ever bounce back on a campus when conservative speakers aren't welcome to speak?
Well, you're not going to get a lot of headway on campus. If you're a Republican student on campus, you are in a fight. Not just to exist, but to be recognized as such. You might be abused.
Right.
Physically harmed. I mean, that's the kind of the tenor. It's dangerous. I'm just saying, if you take a red hat that says Make America Great Again, walk right in the middle of the quad, there's a pretty good chance somebody's going to yell at you.
Tim says, I'd love to get paid like a doctor to finger paint, and my job is artist. Another first-time texter, 217, something to think about. Name one blue-run state that is actually doing well financially.
Top five in the country are all Republican-run. And my argument for the state of Illinois is, what's Donald Trump say? What do you have to lose? The state is dysfunctional politically, is it not? Financially? Everything. It's not in very good shape. I don't know how you could argue it is. So maybe you say, okay, let's give the Republicans a chance, and if they screw it up, we'll vote the Democrats back in.
Bart saying, no worries, Stevie. Once they become Democratic brainwashed students, they get into the private sector, pay taxes, and they will become Republicans.
They change. You're idealistic when you're 22.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that.
Yeah.
And that's fine. You want to save the world. It's great. It's just what has happened here over the course of the last decade is there's There's just more violence and vitriol, and you can say Donald Trump tweets too much. I agree with that. But the whole fabric of the thing has changed from the standpoint of if you get a subpoena or you get something else or the House, Senate, somebody requests information and you don't give it, you just ignore it. You're breaking the law. I don't care. If you're a sanctuary city and you're supposed to follow the federal government laws because that's what you... And you just ignore it. You just do. So laws are arbitrary now. You can pick and choose the kind of laws you want to follow, I guess. We're slipping.
Here's a comment. If it wasn't for Illinois basketball, I'd move to the Bahamas.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
What's wrong with the Bahamas, man? That's pretty cool. Deciding to gift a charity is easy. Determining the strategy that best fits your situation can be challenging. Look to the professionals at Busey to create a sound plan for your unique financial goals now and into the future. Whatever your inspiration, there are many ways to leave a legacy for others, from cash gifts to contributions on your behalf. Busey's advisors work with you to help your charitable gift giving and your overall financial plan. Reduce current and future income tax. With Busey Wealth Management, enjoy peace of mind. Put your trust in the expertise of Busey Wealth Management. Over 90 years of experience advising individuals, businesses, and foundations. Call 800-67-BUSEY. Go to busey.com. Stop by one of their many convenient locations to learn more. Investment products and services are not FDIC insured. May lose value. No bank guarantee. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC. All right, 10-10. Quick check of sports this morning. ESPN 93.5. Got this.
You know, what's really trending in Illini Nation is how awesome our volleyball team did against Penn State and that sold-out crowd on Saturday night. People are still talking about it. Go Illini. Of course, Nebraska beat our Illini in football 54-35. Next up, Iowa Saturday at 2:30. NFL action had the Bears over Detroit 34-22. Colts over the Jaguars 29-26. Green Bay beat the Miami Dolphins 31-12. That's the Giants in San Francisco tonight. We also have the Bulls in action tonight against Dallas. Houston over the Pacers in NBA action, 115-103 last night. The firing of Bobby Petrino is also trending in Louisville's Cardinal Nation. And Purdue's head coach in the sights, that's Jeff Brohm. He's 47 from Louisville, former quarterback.
Yeah.
So we've got
going
that.
Going home, yeah.
Minnesota over the St. Louis Blues 3-2. In golf in Mexico, 2-under 69 for Matt Kuchar.
All right, don't forget, Deion Thomas coming up every Monday with Jeremy Warner, 9-10 with Deion Thomas, all-time leading scorer in Illinois basketball history. And All-American linebacker Jay Layman, Monday mornings, 10 to 11. Man, they got stuff.
Yeah.
You want stuff? They got stuff. That's coming up. Where do you want to go? Yeah, StevieJYTravel.com. We got a whole bunch of good stuff. This one's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
754, are you there, Barry?
Barry, yes.
You said Larry?
Yes, sir.
All right, Larry, you said you just texted in, said if it wasn't for Illinois basketball, you'd move to the Bahamas.
Yeah, man, I'm so excited about this year and our the potential of what we could do this year. So,
man,
I got to stick around here for that.
We got. Can we give him? You, I needed that. You get two free tickets.
That's right.
Larry, I'm going to give you two free tickets because you're so darn optimistic.
That's
and I'm just
right.
All right.
We need that.
Come on.
Awesome. Thank you very much, guys.
You guys enjoy the ball game, and thank you for listening. Larry's optimism earns two free tickets to Illinois tomorrow night.
Alex's dad. Thanks for listening.
Yep, and two free ones to the Georgetown-Illinois game. Now, that's a little bit of a test. I think Georgetown's pretty good, so that's good. Good to see.
And we're getting into the test mode with this Hawaii tournament.
Yep. Going to Maui. How about that? I think a lot of Illini fans are looking forward to leaving. That's going to be a nice week in Maui.
Uh-huh.
Gorgeous area. Lahaina, probably. I think this is where they play.
But so many challenging teams. Some people say we might just get one win.
Some people say we might get none wins.
Oh.
I mean, Gonzaga game one is going to be tall. And Duke is looking like a semi-pro team. So it could be tough. Anyway, okay. Well, it'd be fine.
That's right.
All right, 5-10. We're going to check your news. Whole lot coming up. ESPN 93.5.
Hi, this is Sarah.
Shannon.
And Sylvia about...